I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. U.S. Airways is asking a bankruptcy judge for emergency pay cuts of 23% for its unionized workers. This is the latest bad news for workers in the airline industry. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what are the details of this request?
Well, U.S. Air has been asking for about $800 million in cuts from the unions, $800 million a year for the next several years. And the unions have repeatedly said no. Of course, last week, the airline filed for its second stay under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in as many years. So now it's basically asking the judge to force these cuts, at least temporarily, on the unions. And it's also planning to cut down its contributions to the employee pension plan, possibly even stop those contributions, just like bankrupt United has already done.
It's ugly for the unions because they either accept these cuts or their employers, or many of the employers, tell them they're going bankrupt.
Right.
What, if anything, could this U.S. Air action mean for the other airlines that are in trouble right now, and there are plenty of them?
There are plenty of them, and you're right, it's not good news for any of these unions, and they really don't seem to have a whole lot of bargaining power. We spoke with Howard Wachtel, an economist at American University, and he says that this particular U.S. Air request is something of a precedent. It's a bit of a test case.
It may have a chilling effect in the airline industry, because obviously United Airlines, Delta, Continental, which was in and out of bankruptcy, can be affected by what happens with U.S. Air. If there is a renegotiation of the labor contracts, especially for pilots, through this bankruptcy procedure, then Delta can go to their pilots and say, look, do you want to go through this via bankruptcy, or do you want to do it voluntarily through negotiations with us?
So depending what the bankruptcy court judge says about this request from U.S. Air, it could have a real leveraging effect on all the other major airlines either in or close to bankruptcy themselves and looking for concessions from their employees.
Two major airlines currently in Chapter 11, Tess, United and U.S. Air. How are the others?
Not much better. American Airlines just this week asked a banking group to lighten up on the terms of its $834 million line of credit. It also boosted fares by $5 each way this week to try to make more money. Continental and Northwest just matched that fare increase today. Delta has repeatedly warned that it's headed toward bankruptcy. United, of course, has been in bankruptcy protection for about 2 years now. It just sent a monthly report to the bankruptcy judge saying it had a net loss of $56 million in August. So altogether, not at all a pretty picture. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the rise of yogapreneurs, our name for all those new for-profit ashrams.
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.